Tim, let's talk a little bit. You guys had a press conference today, and you talked about your wheat care and your pork quality assurance programs. I guess those are the big things that you guys are wanting to promote at World Pork Expo this year.
Well, definitely. We're going to be celebrating our Pork Quality Assurance Plus program with over 60% of the hogs, you know, being site assessed. We got just short of 50,000 producers that are certified under PQA Plus. So that's a great accomplishment, which we, you know, started about 3 years ago today. So we launched this program, so it's definitely been a success.
How much effort do producers have to go through? Can you kind of walk us through what do they have to do to be part of this pork quality assurance program?
Well, first, you know, you have to find someone, an assessor that's trained to come out and do the assessment and be, you know, and certify you. So then they will go through the book, the Pork Quality Assurance book, and then they'll do the site assessment. But mostly it's kind of making sure that you're doing your record keeping and that type of thing, and watching the withdrawals, checking the barns every day, and those type of things. And then the site assessments is the animal well-being part of it, and they'll be checking, you know, maybe 10% of your each pen out on your site. And it depends on whether you have, you know, a sow site or if you have a finishing site and those type of things. But it's actually it's not a hard thing to do. It may take a little time, but definitely needs it's definitely good for the producer to have a second set of eyes to come through the operation and see what's going on.
Well, it sure sounds like that this is a program that you're not asking them to do anything maybe that they're not already doing. They've already got some of the efficiencies in there. They're already taking care of their animals. It's just a matter of maybe taking better records of it and making sure that it's been observed by a certifier. Am I off base on that?
Right. Just making sure that they keep their records on, you know, for a certain amount of time that the law requires, to make sure if there ever is a problem that they can come back and check on that group of hogs and see what had happened. And most generally, you know, that never happens. They don't need to come back because most producers are all abiding by the withdrawal time. So it's I don't know of a, you know, a problem that has occurred, but definitely it's most producers are already doing probably 90% of that stuff. So it's you know, another 10% of a few little things here to just kind of bring them up to date is all they really need to do.
Obviously, you probably went through the process. You've got your farm certified. How difficult was that? I mean, what did you have to change much what you were doing?
You know, we've been certified with PQA level 3, you know, for several years, and then we brought on the PQA Plus, which then brought in the animal well-being component. And so there was a few things there that, you know, we had to add to it, and actually most of it is watching your animals and making sure the animal well-being is taken care of at, you know, up to date and those type of things. So,
you're doing that anyway.
And also I had a little bit of advantage because I've been on the animal well-being committee for the last 5-6 years, and I was on the committee when we developed this new program, the PQA Plus program. So I knew what was coming.
Should a producer who's considering this, should they be concerned? Should they just jump in and get rolling with the process?
No, definitely just jump in and get rolling with the process, because if there's something he needs to change, there's no penalties or anything like that. It's just another set of eyes, and it definitely could help him financially be more efficient if he's doing if another set of eyes has caught something that he hasn't caught.
That's what I wanted to ask you, Tim. Other than the image that, you know, you're working on here, the image of the pork industry, are there advantages for a pork producer to go through this?
Well, definitely there is advantages for pork producers, you know, and most of it's to be more efficient in making sure that the animals are well cared for, and if one needs to be euthanized, that they do that on a timely manner, and that will make you more efficient and those type of things, and making sure that your withdrawal times and your animal antibiotics are used correctly, and all that will definitely make you more efficient.
One last question. You mentioned earlier that 60%, about 60% of the U.S. production has gone through PQA Plus. How do you get that other 40%?
Well, definitely, we need to get out in front of, you know, producers, and with the 60% of the hogs that are site assessed. Now, we do have more the certification. We have almost 50,000 producers that are certified. And then the site assessment is another step beyond that. So we have, I'm not sure what the 50,000 producers percentage is, but it's very high. But we need to, yes, we're going to be working very hard getting out in front of producers and encouraging them to get their site assessed to get that other 40% here by the end of the year, which, you know, in the, over the last 2 years, the profitability hasn't been there. So now that we're getting back into profitability, producers will be more inclined to spend a few dollars to get their site assessed instead of, you know, waiting to make money. Now they're making money, so they'll step up to the plate and get her done.